Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit PermaSeal.net.
Dean, I knew this would happen with Diddy's music, didn't you?
I did not think that this was going to happen.
You didn't?
I guess it makes complete sense. Normally, you see something happen like this as a signal of support when somebody passes away, not when they get arrested and thrown in jail for some pretty horrific allegations. The sales for P. Diddy's music since his arrest last week is through the roof across all the major platforms. They're saying that streams of his music are up about 18% since last week, when he was taken into custody after being indicted by a federal grand jury charged with sex trafficking and racketeering.
Sad, but true.
I want to hear his music now. When I hear sex trafficking and racketeering, I just want to hear some of his music.
Of course.
But that's what's going on. Know where you crazy kids are getting your music these days.
What happened to this guy, the actor from Modern Family?
That is Eric Stone Street. He apparently when Modern Family ended, they were pitching a spin-off series from Modern Family, the Mitch and Cam show, which would star Eric Stone Street and Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Apparently talks were, you know, going along pretty well, and then all of a sudden ABC said, forget it, we're not interested. And the whole thing was canceled. This has been a while ago, but in a recent interview, Stone Street talked about how disappointed he was, how sad he was that, you know, they kind of dangled this carrot in front of him and then pulled it away at the last minute. And, you know, also wondered, you know, is this because it was a gay couple?
Hmm.
You know, God forbid a gay couple should headline their own show. You know, their family, which was, you know, extremely well known, their TV family from the TV show Modern Family. So, you know, he was just speculating. He didn't know how it happened and how hurtful it was. I guess anybody would be when they, you know, you kind of say, yeah, we're thinking about doing this in the last minute. You say that you're not.
Welcome to show business.
Yeah.
James Earl Jones is being honored on Broadway, isn't he?
Yeah, this is not an unexpected honor, but a really nice one, which is reserved for only the giants in theater. And James Earl Jones was certainly that in more ways than one. He died a couple of weeks ago, 93 years old. And now they announced that the lights on Broadway will be dimmed. All the famous marquees will go dark for a minute on Thursday in honor of James Earl Jones, who himself was a two-time Tony Award winner, had a fantastic career on screen. He was a Lifetime Achievement Tony Award winner as well. I mean, has won just about every accolade that you can think of. Beautiful, beautiful honor when they dimmed the lights on Broadway.
The voice of God and a great sense of humor to go along with it.
And Obi-Wan Kenobi on CNN also.
Yes. They're making a sequel to the movie I Know What You Did Last Summer. Dean has more on that.
Yeah, this is a real fan favorite. This would now be the third I Know What You Did Last Summer movie. The first two came out in 1997 and in 1998. And yesterday, Freddie Prinze Jr. has confirmed, signed on to reprise his role from those famous movies. He played the character Ray Bronson in the movies, the series that follows a group of teenagers in a seaside town who gets stalked by a hook-wielding killer. Now, this group of teenagers are all, you know, over 35 years old, and apparently still have not learned their lesson yet. The new movie, they have not confirmed any of the other regulars yet. from the movies, but they're working on that. And this should be out, they say, next July.
And when is this Friends game show coming out?
They did not give an exact date on this, but this actually is a rather brilliant idea where you take a really popular television show and you create a legitimate game show around which all of the questions and stunts and so forth are all based on the television show. That's what they're doing in honor of the TV show Friends 30th anniversary. It's going to be called Fast Friends, a competition series that'll be on Max, on the streaming series Max. Settings will be Rachel and Monica's apartment, Joey and Chandler's bachelor pad, of course, the Central Perk coffee shop. And contestants will answer questions about the show, solve puzzles about the show, play games about the show to find out who will be crowned the ultimate Friends fan. The series production will begin next month, so not 100% sure when this is going to be on the air, but probably fairly quickly since it's the show's 30th anniversary right now.
Let me know if there's a Leave It to Beaver game show, because I'd like to be a contestant.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a Car 54 Where Are You game show.
Let's talk about Lady Gaga. Was this an in-person interview you did?
Yeah, I went to L.A. this past weekend. That's why I wasn't here this past Friday. I went out to see the movie, number one. Folie à deux, Joker 2, and this is the sequel to the film that Joaquin Phoenix did, for which he won an Academy Award playing Joker, that was so weird and so intense and so great. This movie, believe it or not, is a musical. I thought people were joking when I was hearing that it was a musical, but it is a legit musical.
That wasn't a part of the trailer, the preview, the one I saw.
They kind of hint at it a little bit.
Hmm.
But when I saw the little bits and pieces, I thought, okay, you know, there's an occasional scene where there's a little dancing or singing, but it's pretty predominant in this movie, which really surprised me.
Hmm.
Something that made sense for Gaga, not so much Joaquin Phoenix. I mean, he's not a professional singer like Gaga is. But when we sat down and talked one-on-one, she talked about the difference of this musical role versus her last one in her movie A Star Is Born.
Were there different challenges for you doing this with all the music as opposed to A Star Is Born?
It was very different. You know, playing a singer in A Star Is Born, there was something inherently that I understood about Ali's journey and, you know, her relationship to music. In a lot of ways, I used mine, you know, to create her music making you come alive. Music for Lee is very different.
Yeah.
To me, music is something that Lee falls into. As Lee is retreating further and further into fantasy. So it's just sort of like shifting gravity a little bit for me, because music is so important to me. I had to just put it in a different spot for Lee so that, you know, music wasn't her whole world, but music had a way of sort of taking over, if that makes sense.
I just asked Joaquin if he was intimidated with all this music, having to sing next to one of the world's greatest singers. And he said it was intimidating for him at first. He got comfortable with it. What about for you? And, you know, the other way around, with one of the world's greatest actors, you are also, but you know what I mean? You both bring your areas of expertise
Thank
to this.
You. Yeah, you know, I definitely was... I was definitely up for the challenge, and I knew that it would be. He's an incredibly soulful, available actor, one of the greatest in the world. And, you know, I was so excited to work with him, and I knew that I would have everything I needed if I just stayed in the truth with him. And so we developed a really good working relationship, and we always talked about the script. We never rehearsed. Every time we were in a scene together, we did it until we found it. And you know, I think the thing that I did watching the first Joker, which I've seen so many times, is it. I knew that Arthur Fleck's match would have to have her own inner storm because he had his own inner storm, and I believed that they would have to see that in each other in order to come together.
Yeah, that's an incredible engagement ring, by the way.
Thank you.
He just blinded me.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm getting married.
Yeah, she was like a little giddy schoolgirl about the "I'm getting married" thing, but this ring, Bob. Oh my gosh, I've never seen a giant engagement ring like this. When she was talking, you know, and like moving her hands. She's Italian, moving her hands when she's talking.
I was blinded
every time that, you know, so like, I got to say something about this gigantic ring. So it turns out that a diamond expert went and analyzed a ring which looks just like her ring, and it is a 20-carat oval cut diamond. It is said to be worth somewhere between $500,000 to $2 million.
Hey now!
Wow.
And if Marianne is listening right now.
I hope she isn't.
She wants to, you know, think of a little, you know, special present coming up. Gaga is engaged to a guy named Michael Polanski, who is executive director of the Facebook co-founder Sean Parker and his foundation. So a non-showbiz person for her this time. But she was genuinely a little bit giddy when she was talking about
that
getting
way.
Married. It was cute.
I have the impression she is the same offstage as she is on. Is she?
I've interviewed her several times now, and she certainly has been. She's very down-to-earth, very humble. The last time that I interviewed her for the movie A Star Is Born, we talked a little about how she, you know, has empowered people who have been marginalized, people who have been bullied, people who have been put down. You know, she's, you know, told her fans, you are something special no matter who you are, no matter how you were born.
That's a good message.
And I thanked her for that, for empowering young people especially. Mm-hmm. And she was very humble and actually moved a little bit to tears. Mm-hmm. I like to think that I'm the Oprah of the new millennium.
Yeah.
I like to make my interview subjects cry if possible.
It's always a nice touch.
Yeah, thanks.
Lady Gaga, she's not humble about her jewelry, apparently.
No, she's not. And the movie, by the way, I'll review it when we get closer to it. It doesn't open until October 4th.
More tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.
Bye.
Have a good one.